Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Beautiful way to start the show, honey. Little Sesame Street and Winnie farting on my lap.
Oh my God.
It stinks so bad right now. Oh my God, honey, I'm being murdered right now by your daughter.
No, Vincenza.
Guys, welcome to a very special edition of Better Together with me, Maria Menounos. We are just days away from Christmas, so Kevin and I are coming to you from our buy one, get one free Lazy Boy recliners here in our kitchen in California.
And that is true. I picked these up, about a year ago.
Last year. For my mom and dad.
Yes.
So that they could...
Well, I noticed your mom was, she was incapacitated, so she had to be on the chair. And your dad would be at the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, they need to be next to each other. So I raced up, took the truck up to Lazy Boy, said, what's on the floor, people? Found a nice 2-for-1 deal. And then mom and dad could watch TV together and hold hands. And I remember saying, whatever it costs in your mere mortal money, mm-hmm. those months that they got to do that were nice.
It was.
Right?
It was very nice. I am very excited that I'm going to text Dimitri that I'm doing a show right now. My friend is texting me right now. Because they're coming over, Miss Olivia Culpo, Dimitri, they're both coming
Boom.
Over for a very special screening of Honey.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's our annual screening we do. We like to bring in newcomers who haven't seen it before because it makes it more special. But we do it every year. And with COVID and everything else, the numbers are low. But I really like that name drop, Maria. We always try. I always on Regular Guy Friday. I'm big on the name drops.
Oh my God. Anyhow, I just told him I couldn't answer the phone. But yes, we're coming to you from our Lazy Boy recliners. Winnie is dropping little bomb after little bomb, but that first one to start the show, woo, she made sure I was awake.
By the way, we're not getting paid by Lazy Boy.
Yeah.
People kind of think.
Or by Winnie's farts.
You guys, it's Christmas week. What are we even talking about?
It's Christmas week. Max is sleeping behind us. We are so excited to be with you guys. Kevin made the executive decision to make sure that we broadcast this week so that you guys had fresh content, so you weren't alone. And so here we are together. Heel Squad, we got a lot to talk about. The last 2 days, you guys have heard from Kevin about creating your New Year life plan. So I'm going to be answering some questions you guys had about me and my New Year's regimen.
Just to keep everyone in mind, now, yes, I think on a Thursday show, talked about foundation, organizing, cleaning and stuff. And I noticed my wife... was a busy little bee today. Just heard some banging and doors opening and closing, and you were doing some organizing and right and some downsizing. And
well, I have been doing it little by little by little, you know, as of late. But you know when like packages pile up and you don't know, there's always that miscellaneous pile of shit that you just got to deal with that you don't want to deal with. So I've been dealing with all of that, and then just when in doubt, give it away. So
well, we say rent and doubt. Throw it out.
Well,
but you're right. No,
well, you're less likely to throw it out, honey, because you feel guilty.
Yes.
So when in doubt, give it away.
Yes.
Works a lot better. Right.
Yes.
So
we can say when astray, give it away.
Okay, that works, I guess. I don't know what that means, but
when you've gone astray, you don't know what to do. You're like confused. Do I give it? You just give it away.
Yeah, like I have my pie. I have two bins in my closet. One is for items that I'm going to sell. Then the other one's for donation. And then anything that like works for Kelsey or Pooja, I just put them on their desk.
B, where do you sell? By the way, you guys know from Regular Guy Friday, we went from bitch to betch to B. Thank you, Kelsey Alexandra Meyer. So now it's standard. We call it just hey B.
Hey B.
Bye B. So, B.
Guys, he does this for at Starbucks. We're in a store. Wherever we are, he'll like, thanks, B, to other people.
Yeah, because I want them to know I'm cool.
They have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah, no, they're like,
wow, he's so hip.
Anyway.
He's crisp.
So,
where do you sell your stuff?
So there are...
Because you've gotten really good at this, Maria.
Yeah, like Crossroads. I sell some stuff on Poshmark, like... more higher end
but
stuff.
But it's worked out for you.
Well, then that's how I make all my donations. Not that I don't donate outside of that, but you know what I mean? Like I make it my little kitty fund. I used to think I was going to use it as like my buy more shit fund, but something didn't feel right about that for me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay. Then this is like when I make all my animal donations.
Yeah. Well, but so. It's still nice that someone can, you know, take advantage of that system.
But by the way, for everybody out there, yeah, I've talked about that on a recent episode.
Can I give a business idea to somebody?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people like me who are overwhelmed and have a lot of things that I do like to get rid of because I don't want clutter. And I generally give the stuff away. Partly because I love to give stuff away, but then also partly because I just have had no time or luck selling things.
Mm.
And I Googled when I was in Connecticut, in here in LA too, if there were anyone who did a private business and sold things.
Oh my God, yeah.
So I found a Jen the Viking in Connecticut.
That's Jen not the Little Viking. Name. We call her that.
She's Jen the Little Viking because she's a little bad bee. But Jen the Little Viking, you know, she was out of work. And I said, Jen, sell this stuff for me and I'll give you a chunk. So she started making some good money. And then we were thinking of her little business, sell my stuff. But I think that somebody out there that's good at selling stuff and bartering and, you know, maybe you're, maybe you're laid off or you're in between jobs or you're looking for a side hustle. I just know there's people like me that would love for you to, you know, see our stuff and get, you know, aggregate the photos and sell it. And we'd be happy to give you a percentage because most of the stuff I just give away and I know I'm not the only one. Or the stuff just sits there. And then by the time you want to get rid of it, it's not worth anything.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's like everyone finds out just how much shit they have when they have to move or when someone dies. And you could be capitalizing on it as the person who owns it. By making something from it,
mm-hmm.
but also clearing space out. So I think it's a huge business idea. People have not capitalized on, and it's something you could actually scale and do bigger. So then you're doing it. Then you realize, okay, I can hire someone else who can now follow my model that I've created. Then you can hire more and more people, and it actually could become a real business. Like a Craigslist, but like a personal Craigslist. Meanwhile, Kevin, as we're sitting here, I'm getting a text from my friend, Dimitri, who just found out he was exposed to somebody who just tested positive and he just tested negative, but they just hung out last night, which means he's only negative for now, meaning so, he could turn positive. He just had it like a couple months ago, but we can't risk it. So I just told him he can't come. Everybody's getting COVID, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, it is crazy.
Does he know I have dragon's blood?
Well, he was supposed to bring the food for our little shindig tonight, so we're going to have to order food soon.
I got you. So we lost, on my, wow, on my name drop viewing, I lost one name.
It's just going to be me, you, and Olivia. The kids. And the poodles. She's bringing her poodle.
And I have some old man sweaters that Dimitri was going to tell me if they were hip enough to keep. Mm. This really, really puts a wrinkle in my
It really my ruined holiday our place. Holiday.
You guys, it's Christmas week, betches. What are we even talking about?
Okay, so.
Everything's amazing. We are in front of our, we have two Christmas trees in the house. We have one in the kitchen, one in the living room. Well, we're on the recliners. I'm going to recline right now. That's how I'm feeling. Watch this. I'll do it. I don't care.
Honey,
I'm crazy.
You are.
I'm crazy. Oh, hear that?
Guys, he's crazy.
When you hear that click, 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 oh, you know. That's you know you're on a lazy boy.
So here's the deal. We bought this Christmas tree in here because my mom was always sitting right here.
Yep.
And we wanted her to get the Christmas spirit.
And she loved this one that we had gotten at Lowe's. It was the last one at Lowe's.
It had the white snow on it.
With the colorful lights. And I looked everywhere to get it, and I couldn't. It was sold out everywhere.
This is like the poor man's version of that. It's a shitty one, but it's still
nice. Whoa, 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 honey, compared
to the one we got her in Connecticut, this one
sucks. Stop with the S-bombs. You make baby Jesus cry.
Yep. So let's get to some of these
New
questions.
New Year's scams.
Because Olivia's going to be here
well,
soon.
Well, let's talk about your New Year. So we went over, you know, my game plan came out yesterday. So you tell me what you...
We went to pick up sticks today because I really love cream cheese wontons. And I told Kevin, I said, there should be couples resolutions. And so Kevin and I are working on what our... Because we all have individual...
Scams.
Resolutions.
Resolutions.
Or words or whatever. We're going to keep recalling them and naming them. But there should be like... couples resolutions or, you know, things that you're going to work together as a couple on. And so what would ours be, honey? We haven't even discussed what it would be.
Really?
I think, I think we're both working on, mutual shaming, right? Like not shaming each other for things.
Yes.
Which can happen after 24 years. We're also working on, what else? There was something else we were working on. So I think that's one.
We're going to let Kevin rest more. We're going to let Kevin do some more creative stuff. Kevin's going to just, you know, do a little less, you know, stuff around the house for everybody.
Honey, shut up. That's not what we're talking about. what would another mutual couple's resolution
be? I mean, that's a big one, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to have 20 of them. It's like, I always tell people, like, you can have all your goals, but just imagine if you just did one thing to make the relationship better, or one thing to make your life better. You're winning. You just have to be better than you were the year before. Just by an inch. And listen, and I said to Maria on the Monday show, I was saying, oh, listen, sometimes you're going to be in survival mode. Because things were, last year we were more in survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
It was less about improving. It was about keeping mom and dad alive.
Yeah.
Keeping ourselves alive. Keeping Violetta safe. I mean, it was just, it wasn't like, oh, we need to do this and that. Like, it was like, no, we need to circle the wagons and stay alive. So if you're in that situation, totally get it. But if you're not, then yeah, this is the time. But Maria, I think I want to hear from you because I know... I guess I didn't get into my personal stuff on the Monday show. So we probably could talk about just, would you be comfortable talking about personally?
Personal resolutions?
Yeah, like what are some, like usually like I went over the fact that we clean up Dodge, organize, then we come up with a business plan. And we had a meeting with the team, a little goodbye meeting with Pooja and Kelsey, which was a lot of fun, and Paria, who we work with. And we were not able to go to the food court like we normally do because of COVID. We didn't want those guys getting sick and ruining their trip home. So we did it here at headquarters, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But we had like a lot of good ideas for improvements and things, but we still need to do one for your life, Maria.
I know.
And which we do every year, and maybe this year I'll do one for mine. But... yeah, I know for me, I need to schedule things more. I need to schedule, well, I need to write down the things I want to achieve, whether it's books I want to write, movies I want to write, podcast networks I want to build, stuff for your show. I need to schedule it, Maria. That's the thing. I'm too streaky.
And I'm too scheduled.
Yeah.
I need to unschedule, you need to schedule.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I was noticing this morning, I get up every morning with the dogs. I've been doing that for years. And I don't know about your dogs, but ours are brats. And we wouldn't have it any other way.
Honey.
They're not brats, honey.
Do not shame. We are stopping the shaming.
No, even for them?
Even for them.
No, I'm sorry, Chenza. Daddy didn't mean it. Okay. Daddy didn't mean it.
Okay, Chenza, you're gonna have a nice time with your new poodle friend.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to loosen up. I'm like,
well,
you know.
Well, like this morning, it was like, oh, I finally get to sleep. I'm like, Maria, you produce your own show. And I was explaining
He's
to
like,
her.
He's like, why? You can do it anytime you want. I go, oh, I forgot about that. So I think for all of us, like especially as women, we're just so kind of wound up tight and we're so scheduled and we have so many to-do lists and we have so much shit to do. That's why I always say you have to have good advisors around you, because I go to Kevin when I need help and I said, okay, I need you to help me reschedule my life so that I can feel better about my days. And so, you know, there's got to be someone in your life that's really good at scheduling and organizing that you can tap into to say, hey, here's how I'm looking at my days now. Here's how I'm living my days now. What's some advice on how I can make this better? Like, even if you read my first book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, I talked about how I keep all my errands in the same area so that I can just do the snake. The snake was just like a whoop. You just pop in, you do your dry cleaning here, you get your food shopping, you get your prescriptions, everything in the same places, in the same spot, same area, or as much of it as you can. So you're not spending your time riding around town and multiple towns to get your stuff done. Resolutions, Kev, I need to like think about a little bit more, because, you know, I think like one of my words for the year was going to be reprioritizing, which is funny because as I'm thinking about what we're talking about now, mm-hmm. there really is a little bit to do with it, right?
Yeah, it definitely is.
So
you and I think a lot of women, Marie, guys exert so much energy on fear and anxiety. And I get it, because there's a lot of things to be afraid of and have anxiety over. But then there's some things that you don't have control over or that you don't have to be fearful anxiety of and have anxiety for. And that's what's making you sick. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's making a lot of people sick. And by the way, I'm not above it. I know my autoimmune diseases, my afflictions with Hashimoto's is based on that. But I think that, yeah, it's looking at the things that you have control over. And then the things you don't have control over and kind of releasing it. But I know that's a more generic way of looking at it. But I know with your life, what I'm saying to Maria is like, hey, kids might be coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, for all of those reasons, I have to figure out a new kind of way. And here's the thing. Life has been so different, you know, with everything we've gone through in the last few years with all the tumors and everything like that. So this is our next phase. And so we're, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time. I want to get to some of these questions though.
When you're on the go 24/7, like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
And one of them was, I remember, was really interesting. For me, how do you begin to find yourself again after a hardship? And that's exactly what I was just talking about. I remembered there was one that really resonated with me. And the truth is it's hard, right? Like I felt really lost for a while after my mom, even during my mom, especially just this whole year was just feeling lost. And I had to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I know Tony Robbins always says, the quality of your life really depends on the amount of uncertainty you can tolerate. And, you know, really like the amount of discomfort that you can kind of work through. You know, there are going to be phases in life that are not comfortable, that don't feel good, that aren't right. And you're supposed to go through them for some reason. Maybe it's there to shift you into a new job, new path, new relationship. There's something that the universe is trying to shift for you. So trying to force your way out isn't really the way. You got to kind of feel it, I think. And so part of that is, you know, not pretty. But you got to know there's a reason. And I know that every time I've had those hardships, it was like God, the universe, whoever you want to, you know, connect with, kind of re-steering my ship for me. And I, at least that's how I feel. And so
I think, I have my take on it. It's happened to me.
Yeah, I think spending, really, you have to take kind of stock of who you're spending your time with. Really try to find quality, positive.
So this is after your life's been disrupted?
Yeah, after going through a hardship. How do you find yourself after a hardship?
I think the first thing you do is you stop the bleeding. So whatever curveball that came at you, maybe it's a financial hardship, right? It could be whatever it is. First thing you got to do is stabilize the situation. So if it's the death of a loved one, then maybe it's putting their affairs in order. For us, right? Like, what did we do? We had to get your dad to a safe place.
Yep.
We had to make sure he was okay. Then we had to make sure, like, okay, what's his future look like? And we had to do all that stuff. And then it was, and then I say, once you stabilize, then you rest. Which is what you've somewhat have done. Mm-hmm. You know, you rest, you recharge, you reflect. You know, again, if you can. And then in that
journaling,
that time, right?
Therapy.
That's right. The healing. It's all the healing that could take place. You know, journaling and therapies, or like going online and getting those therapies, going out to nature, the nature walks, the breathing exercises. Mm-hmm. You know, just. And know that, okay, this is like a new beginning. And then it's the principles Marie always practiced, which is life is happening for me, not to me. And the universe has done this for a reason. And I'm going to trust the universe. And as long as you don't break laws, moral laws or other laws or Medicaid or, you know, do those other things that are going to sidestep whatever you're going through, you're going to come out of it okay, and I think better. Mm-hmm. But that's, to me, it's stop the bleeding, and then once you stop the bleeding, it's rest and recharge and reevaluate, and then go back into the world. And that's kind of what we're going through right now.
Yeah.
I feel like that's 22 for us, is going back into the world.
Another question was, any tips on how to find your why or your life's purpose if you're feeling a bit lost? Mm. And I think those tie in together as well. Everything I just said applies to this. But then I like lists. I've talked about it recently, I think, in the Patreon episode. I like lists. So if you're trying to find your why or your life's purpose, it's like sit down and write down the things that make your heart sing and your soul feel good. And start just to write those things down. And then from there, like sit with it and think, What could I connect to those that would be meaningful?
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Right? So if animals make your heart sing or nature makes your heart sing, what could I do in those categories that would be meaningful? You know, could you start, you know, volunteering at a charity and bring your talents and gifts there? Maybe you're a website developer and you can help really bring up their website so that people really want to go adopt dogs from there and cats and animals. Or maybe you're a photographer and you're like, oh my gosh, one red bow on these animals would just make, and a great black and white headshot would make this, you know, animal get adopted really quickly. Or
if you love animals, our old person who started a dog walking business, she was worked in an accounting office, mm-hmm. and just was in corporate America 9 to 5, and just at the end just wanted to pull her hair out of her head, and she said, mm-hmm. I love dogs. She's like, okay, that's it. I'm going to walk dogs and love dogs every day.
Yeah.
And that's what she does, and she loves it.
So when you start to write your list down, start to think of what could I do in this category that would be meaningful in the world, and you'll find your life's purpose, I think, in that way. What is one health goal you want to implement for 2022?
You know, maybe about your purpose too. I think, just to back up, I think there's so much pressure.
I thought of that earlier too. You know, I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, like, because I love your, this is Maria technique, you guys. Like, I just literally, Roxy is a mutual friend. I mm-hmm. literally left her this message and said, and she's down the dumps and COVID, and just her grandparents are sick, and you know, she's had a rough 2 years like a lot of people. But I said, write down everything that makes your heart sing. Everything. Just write it down. Just free from it. By the way, everything. Even to the people you talk to. I get off the phone with this person, I feel good. So maybe there's a business you do with that person. But the point is, and don't put that pressure on yourself, what's your purpose? You're living your purpose every day. All the people you're getting, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's so much pressure on people for their purpose rather than just do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just do. And if you're decent in your microtransactions and what you do, you're going to be fine. But I think if you're writing down all those things that make your heart sing and you figure out how to do that in a way that supports you and your family, man, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, and just know, like, I'm so glad you said that because I was thinking about it earlier and I forgot. It's like we just put so much pressure on ourselves. It's like kids, you know, in elementary school, what are you going to be when you grow up? How the fuck do they know? They're kids. They don't know, which is fine. You're asking them a question that's going to help them start thinking about it. But the pressure we put on ourselves and others to know everything, you know, you might find your life's purpose till you're 50. You might not find your life's purpose, you know.
You may not find your life's purpose till the end of your life where you say, oh, that's why I was here.
Yeah. And I've been doing it all along and I had no idea.
My mother was.
Stop having to worry about the labels of everything and just, you know, be compassionate with yourself. Like, that's the thing is we're like, I get like that too, where I'm like, I gotta know and I gotta figure it out. And then sometimes I'm like, no, just be chill.
My mom, I always bring it up to her to make her feel better. But, you know, forever it was, I want to do this. I want to be in a business. I want to do my art. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. And, you know, in the 1970s, it was my mother who worked with special ed students on their reading. And she said, everything's moving to visual arts. You can't force these kids to sit and read a 500-page book. It's just not going to happen. But she's like, if I can use, I can teach them animation, claymation, I can use art to have them learn. Fought against tooth and nail, you know, with bosses who just kept saying, back to reading, back to reading, back to reading. And my mom's like, I get it. I would love them all to be back to reading. It's not going to work. Well, you know what? My mother was done. Do you know her special ed students, Maria, were tested better than the mainstream students?
I believe it.
When it came to interpreting Shakespeare and in all the works of art and literature. And so I say to my mom, like, Mom, now do you look back and see, you know, every student you had loved you.
Mm-hmm.
That was your purpose, and you killed it. You know? And So I just think that a lot of times it's like we're living our purpose. We don't realize it. Now, there's been times in my life that I haven't been living my purpose, Maria, when I've just been lame and wasting time.
Yeah.
When I've been lamenting, why am I not on a movie set? Why am I not running a sitcom? You know, like, and I was wasting so much time when the whole time I was living my purpose, doing all the things I was doing.
Yeah.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
That actually, I don't know why, just made me think of one of my kind of goals for the new year, which I forgot to mention earlier. It doesn't have much to do with something you said sparked this, and I can't remember what it was now. So guys, if this doesn't sound related, then just don't judge me. But I remember that earlier I wanted to mention that I spent too much time on social media. I've realized I've gotten really glued to it, and I'm going to be redirecting energy into either my health or my work. So we set up this like room with like our recliner and, like this little laser thing. And I have a, inversion table for my back. So I'm going to start kind of, instead of being on social media, every time I go to do that, I'm going to go get on the inversion table or something like meditating in the chair, right? Or whatever. Yeah.
Just self-care. Like if for someone else, like we have this extra room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've had some...
Until we have kids.
Right.
And it's going to be their room.
And with Mom and Dad and Joe, we've had people living here forever. This is like the first time that we've had the house so empty. So we have this extra room. And I'm in there all the time doing my 15-minute naps. And I'm so happy you're finally using... I see Maria in the chair. She's meditating. You do yoga nidra.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I think that's a big thing for all of us on social media. Because really, guys, unless it's for your business, and for Maria, it's partly for your business, but for the rest of us, is it really moving the needle?
Yeah. No.
No. Is it really making us feel better?
No.
No.
Except for the picture I posted this weekend of Winnie and her little pouch.
Listen.
Guys, go to my Instagram and look at Winnie and her pouch and tell me that... Oh my God, she just farted in my face again.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that picture does not make you smile.
Stop making Winchester feel bad. If it said we weren't going to shame anymore.
It is so bad in this house right now. Okay, so last question, because Olivia's going to be here in a second. One health goal, physical or mental, you want to implement for 2022. I think that it is tied to social media. I want to really, really spend, because I was good at one point. I was barely on it. And then I got rehooked in. Excuse me. So I am going to, for my mental health, do that, but also for my physical health, because now I'm going to redirect time to get on my Peloton and hike, because I don't feel real safe hiking in California nowadays with all the crime. But I am going to focus on, you know, walking more and getting on my inversion table and a lot more self-care. I realized I finally got a bathtub. You remember, you like, I was so excited for a bathtub. When you weren't here, I used it all the time. But now that you're here, I just want to get in bed and watch TV with you.
Because so, TV's awesome.
No, but we're
removing.
Do not sacrilege. Lauren Bostick from Skinny Confidential made a pact with us. We have to remove the TV, and we have to, because here's what we do. We go up, we watch TV until we pass out. No. We're supposed to go up to our bed and have sex and go to sleep. Boom. That's what's supposed to happen.
Listen
then
to me, B. Here's the problem. The problem is, you keep limiting my TV time. You're killing me.
Like, we have this, these recliners. We're in our like kitchen living room right now.
Right, and then when I want to watch something, what do you do?
Anytime you want.
Oh, baloney.
Okay, but we're going to shift this in 2020.
Yes. So Lauren and her billionaire husband, I love it. This is great advice.
Honey, it is great advice.
It is actually good advice.
Yes.
I'm not lying.
All right, so our friends, Heal Squad. Do we have another episode we're doing? We're doing one? Yeah, we have more episodes this week.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's Christmas week, betches!
It's Christmas week, betches.
Listen, you guys, make sure you tell your friends that we're going to give you fresh content all through the holidays. We're not like everyone else who's taking a powder. Kelsey's going to be we're going to check in with Kelsey and Pooja, too. Super excited for them. They'll be home with their families. It's interesting, too, with Kelsey.
What?
You know, well, they always have that. They always have. There's that old saying, you can never go home.
I know. And then that's a whole other episode.
There was someone once said to me, every time you go on a trip, you come back a different person.
Yep.
So it's interesting when we all go home and we're our new selves, how it goes. But anyway,
Heal Squad,
very exciting.
We love you.
We'll be watching It's a Wonderful Life.
We're about to go watch It's a Wonderful Life.
But listen to me, kids.
Christmas movie ever.
You can't get enough of Rankin Bass. You've got
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Year without a Santa Claus. Frosty. Rudolph. You've got your go-to traditionals.
All right.
Lots of work to do, people.
Until next time, be nice people. Make good choices.
And when you go through drive-thru, pay for the person behind you during the Christmas season like we did.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, it's no, so but I love it.
All the time do it. Okay. And be present. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Betches.